Hello, everyone. Mike Rains here, El Lobo Solo. Today is going to be a kind of slice of life pod. I'm definitely going to get into the whole Epstein QAnon stuff, either with the group or I'm going to start doing solo stuff on that as well, because it's very frustrating listening to people going, oh, we figured out what QAnon was all about. It was a cover for when the Epstein stuff broke out and blah, blah, blah. And all the Pizzagate people are pizzagating and blah, blah, blah. So it's aggravating. But basically, we've been having some scheduling issues. We're trying to smooth that over. The Super Bowl's going to jam things up because everyone's free on Sundays, except for me, the sports ball lover. So after the Super Bowl, we're probably going to be back to normal. Everything's going to be fine. But for now, we're just going to try to get by as best we can. And so that's me right now doing a pod. And what's this pod about? I had jury duty. And not only did I have jury duty, I was on the jury. And that was an experience. It was very interesting. And I have some thoughts about that and what happened. And I want to talk about the case because it was really interesting. And so, I mean, if this isn't your cup of tea, then I'll see you next episode. Not a problem. But if you do want to hear about this, and I hope I make this somewhat interesting, here we go. So I go to this courtroom, and I get a really low number, number 11. Oh, if only it was number 17. But no, number 11. And it's pretty obvious that they're just accepting people. Because the first, like, five people go up, and only one of them gets kicked out. So you got to apparently say some really terrible things to these lawyers to not get on the jury. And I go up and I try to explain that I really don't like drunks and drug addicts, but apparently not enough to dissuade the defense attorney, because this is a DUI or an OUI case. And they put me on the jury and there I am. And this is apparently a small enough case that there's only a 6-person jury. So the six of us lucky six, now get to hear this case. And it's about a woman who did some stuff that was weird. And she got grabbed by the cops. And now they're going to try to convict her of driving under the influence. And the prosecuting attorney says she did 3 drugs and then got in this car and drove around and then got pulled over. And that was that. And the defense attorney says those drugs were a prescription. And yeah, she was probably using them, but the cops didn't do everything they were supposed to do. And they didn't do their jobs. So as a result, we need to let her go. And so that was the opening arguments, and this case was told to us at the start. It was going to be 2 police were going to testify, and that was it. And let me tell you, that was it. And when we get to the deliberations, that's going to obviously bear in on what happened. So cop number one comes in. And he sucks. It's basically the easiest way to describe this. Everyone on the jury did not care for this guy. And the reason why we didn't care for this guy was because he froze up on the stand. He was very – if this was not his first time in front of a jury, he needs to get coached up on how to handle this. Because him testifying at a trial, rough. To say the least. They tried to sneak in some information. The defense attorney objected. The gist of what he said was the woman, an older lady, she was at a red light. She got out of her car. She walked away from her car. She then turned around and walked back into her car and sat down. And he drove over to her and asked her what she was doing. And she said, quote, I was feeling the music. And then he got another cop. And that other cop was helping with traffic, and then they moved her away from the car. They did the roadside, the field sobriety tests that she was not good at physically. And then after that, I guess they grabbed her. They really never said exactly how it went down after the field sobriety tests, but that was implied. But after his statement about what happened, there was a series of events where the prosecutor would ask him a question and he would freeze up. And then he and the prosecutor had to go through what I assume is this legalistic ritual. I don't know if the defense attorney objected at some point and made them perform the ritual. I don't remember that. But the gist of it was, is that the prosecutor would ask him a question. The cop would freeze up and say something to the effect of, I don't remember. I can't recall. I'm not really sure. And then the prosecutor would ask him,